The state of Alaska is awaiting a final ruling from the Superior Court in Anchorage before paying out more than $68 million to out-of-state residents who were overcharged for commercial fishing permits. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The over 30-year-old Carlson class action lawsuit has been subject to four separate Alaska Supreme Court rulings, but a conclusion could happen in the next few months. Lance Nelson is the Senior Assistant Attorney General for the state of Alaska. He says the practice of charging non-residents a different rate for commercial fishing permits dates back to before statehood and is a standard practice among states with commercial fisheries. Nelson says the practice in Alaska of charging non-residents 10 times what was charged residents was in place in the early 1950s.
When the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the territorial establishment of that rate was unconstitutional, and my understanding is that after that ruling, it was adjusted to a multiplier of 3, and that carried over into statehood, and it was in place from statehood until the early 2000s here.
The case challenging the practice of charging different rates for non-residents was filed by Donald Carlson back in 1984, and it became a class action lawsuit in December of that year. Carlson and the other plaintiffs claimed that it was inappropriate for the state to charge 3 times more than residents for the same permit. Nelson says the state has always believed that it's appropriate to impose fees on non-residents for the privilege of commercial fishing in Alaska waters.
It's the cost that the state expends to take care of and manage our commercial fisheries in the state. And a non-resident doesn't participate in paying those costs.
Because the Carlson case is a class action lawsuit, it includes all persons who participated in one or more Alaska commercial fisheries at any time who paid non-resident assessments to the state for commercial or gear licenses or permits. The principal that the state owes to out-of-state permit holders is nearly $12.5 million, but Nelson confirms that the state is trying to limit its liability by resolving the case so that the amount of interest owed does not continue to grow.
The critical period of time of question is from 1984 to about 2004. So for most of that time of question, the rate has been around 11%, and it's been compounding quarterly, which is really the kicker that makes a huge difference. So we end up with tens of millions of dollars total the state will owe in the case.
The interest owed by the state is approaching $56 million, which puts the total payout to plaintiffs in the case at over $68 million. At the moment, both the state and the plaintiffs are awaiting a final judgment from the Superior Court in Anchorage before any monies can be paid out. Again, Senior Assistant Attorney General Lance Nelson.
The court needs to decide now. It needs to decide whether the figures are correct. And the state, by the way, has retained an accounting firm to do an independent audit before we declare these to the court, from our point of view, to be final numbers. But on top of what we've calculated so far, there will be probably some additional attorney's fees from the plaintiff's counsel that they'll be moving for, and several issues like that that need to be resolved before things will be final.
Once a final judgment is reached, the next step in the process will be for the Alaska legislature to dedicate money for the actual payments to plaintiffs in the class action lawsuit. It's anticipated that the legislature would take up the appropriation when the next session begins early next year. If an appropriation is made, payments could be released to plaintiffs in late 2010. The Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission notes that over 4.7 thousand plaintiffs in the class action lawsuit are currently scheduled to receive refunds. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.